Well, good evening. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
We have a very special show for you tonight with Dr. Torrey, Lewis Torrey, who is outstanding in terms of psychic strategies and philosophy. And we're going to be talking about something that's very important. It's called positivity. You know, kind of like looking at negativity from a new perspective and ultimately envisioning ourselves getting better as we progress consciously, spiritually, and always prospering, always.
Yes, and that is definitely something that you and I have to learn, Len.
Oh, that's why we've invited Dr. Torrey on the program.
Exactly, especially when you're hit the COINTELPRO, you don't know how to maintain being positive, and Dr. Torrey is an expert in that, and he can actually teach people the power of staying positive and how you can actually be more successful in your entire life and happier. And so it's a pleasure to have him join us because we desperately need him, as many other people do.
So let's thank our sponsors for being on the air. BBSRadio.com. We come every Tuesday night on the Insight Hour. We're midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific. Hawaii, it's 6 o'clock. And we thank you for joining us. We want to thank 528records.com, 528 Radio, where we were hit. So I'm asking for your prayers out there and your patience. We're putting the radio back together again after COINTELPRO operatives, hackers, got into the servers and ultimately we're now putting it back together. So your prayers, your support, your contributions, in fact, donations are greatly appreciated so we can continue to expand the 528 Radio Network. Want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com.
Yes, thank you, Healthy World Store, for your awesome products and keeping people healthy throughout the year. If you haven't visited the store, please do so, HealthyWorldStore.com. Also want to thank HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. It's your way to be able to partner with us, become an affiliate today. And we also have HealthyWorldAmbassadors.com, which can teach you all about the products and how to help other people stay healthy without having to go to see their medical deities for assistance. So HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, everybody. And thank you so much for being with us today. So
so we've got a special program. We've got on the line with us one of the world's leading, if not the world's foremost psychic astrologer, and kind of like comes at it from a different perspective of philosophy and ultimately spiritual fundamental theology, whereby we're all recognized as part of a divine family. And Sherry and I really subscribe to that. We've really been at it. And we feel that this is an awesome time in history, whereby we're advancing now, as you've been listening, the 528 Love Revolution. We've had revelations that are extraordinary. We understand now how come grass is green with the color greenish yellow of love, 528, and how we can begin to use that in making medicinal music to open people's hearts and ultimately transcend the insanity, the Babylonian hypocrisy, and the dumbed-down mind-control slavery by the mainstream media.
And we're also going to talk about looking at 2012. I know Dr. Turi is an expert in, and everybody's perspective is looking at it more positively. It's not the end of the world. It's just opening a door to more opportunities for us to expand and really evolve into conscious beings, into people that are full of spirit, all full of love and faith. And we want to talk about that tonight because I know a lot of people are wondering and they're looking to us for answers on what's going to happen this year because of all the predictions. So without further ado, let's bring our amazing guest on. Hi, Dr. Turi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. Dr. Len and Sherry, it's a pleasure to be on your show and to be part of that energy of truthfulness and healing and metaphysical. Your energy is so wonderful. I'm glad to be with you tonight.
Thank you.
Great, great honor for us to have you. And we so appreciate the work that you've been doing in the world. You know, I think maybe what we should do for the general show is start off with a brief introduction of you. Maybe you can share a little bit about yourself and what keeps you going. Also, your website, tell people where they can connect with you, and then where you became engaged in this wonderful peacemaking process, educational process of taking people out of darkness and into the love light, so to speak. So then I'd like to also have you share a little bit about what your process has been. Like ours, I understand you have experience some of the COINTELPRO agents and the darkness out of which there has to be some light and love and a transition. And then ultimately, I'd like to finish the show on an up note whereby we're going to look at solutions, what we can do.
And also the betrayals, like actually facing our betrayals of people that we think are our friends and how to deal with that on a positive level and how we can really come out of it with, you know, the same love we have for everybody and also trust. So,
boy, that's a lot on the plate for an hour.
Well, basically, I am the product of the cosmic code, like any one of us, like every single human being out there, with the only difference that I am cosmic conscious. This is due to my upbringing. I was born and raised in the south of France, in Provence, where Notre Dame was born. Again, I don't have nothing to do with the prophet per se, apart from that I was born under the same stars in the south of France, in Provence, and that I did study his metaphysical work for many, many years. Combined with this, of course, incredible experiences with extraterrestrials led me to deal with the impossible, and ended up with a downloading of the cosmic code jurisdictions, which I have been not only exploring, but teaching and using in terms of my predictions, which are all dated, printed on TV, on radio, and I will make some tonight again. So basically, as I said, we are computerized by the universal mind to do what we do best. And there are no accidents for people to be attracted or rejected by each other, mostly because, again, a magnet will attract a piece of wood if you want to use logic. And if you vibrate at a highly spiritual, dedicated, committed, truthful energy, you are going to attract the people that resemble that energy. And it's only after a certain time and even experiences that this energy will manifest either positively or negatively and dictate why people get divorced, literally. It's all pre-programmed by the universal mind. And in order for me to really make you aware of the subconscious and the superconscious, it would take quite a long time. So I will use only metaphor. I will use very simple sentences so people understand that when they are attracted to another person, it is because energies that they are not most of the time aware of, but very, very obvious in my line of work in astral psychology. For example, if you are an air sign, you will attract another air sign. And even if you are a water sign and you are with an air sign, there is other area of your chart that makes you compatible. But only with time and with patience will that relationship endure upheaval and manage to stick and grow or just grow apart. And this is why I have been friends with many people for many, many years. And then I realized that these people were not doing the right thing with me. Better yet, they were actually sucking from me until I realized finally, because there is a French proverb that said, if you have a good friend, you have to make demand to find out if it is a good friend. So I made some demands which were not necessarily needed, but as a test, they were needed. And I realized that I was used and abused, and I decided to move on. So the truth is something which is priceless, very priceless. And when you have someone that is truthful, that is honest, that is dedicated, that vibrates at your energy, the possibility are endless to make a mark and grow with that person or with this group for that matter.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I mean, I know, and that takes a lot of strength too, to come out of it with that consciousness, to come out of it and have it as, you know, like you say, a test, and look at it as a test, and then, you know, not let yourself become completely absorbed by the feelings of pain and hurt and betrayal. And we can talk a little bit about a friend that has done that to you. That's pretty well known. And he's actually been attacking us as well.
Yeah, I'm very disturbed about several years ago, starting in 2007, I was placed fraudulently on a Knights of Malta list by a Greg Szymanski and a Dr. Truot, and that recently people like Alex Jones and David Icke, who you know, has been claiming that I am a knight when that's fraudulent, and they've been doing it specifically to reduce my integrity, my reliability, and ultimately it's a commercial virtual extortion. They're demanding that I say that that I am a knight, which I'm not, and that the knight of the Roman Catholic Church and then the Pope knighted me, which is ridiculous. And they want me to do all these things, and then only then did they say that they're going to relieve me by stopping the defamation and published libel. So I'm stunned. I'm kind of shocked that there are people out there, such as David Icke, such as Alex Jones, that actually co-published this nonsense. And when asked to remove it, we had to recently serve Alex Jones with a lawsuit. And
David Icke, but Alex has removed it. David Icke.
David Icke hasn't. And so, you know, as somebody who is very familiar with David Icke and has been hurt yourself in that friendship, and somebody who knows a little bit more about the way David thinks or may not think, we thought we would best with your knowledge, and we did beautifully review your contributions. First of all, folks, I want you to know out there that in preparation for tonight, Sherry and I both read extensively Dr. Turi's beautiful writings. He's a master at writing, and what he wrote about every aspect of what we're going through as individuals and a society, as it is reflected in what he calls this code, this master code. We've been calling it the matrix, the musical, mathematical, divine matrix of creation. He calls it the code. And so we have a little bit different terminology, but it's the same. And what he has a brilliant take on, in fact, that's his blessing and gifting. His anointing is to have that discernment and understanding how it is that we go through these relationships and these challenges, and that ultimately it's for the positive good. It's kind of like a purging, and it's challenging for us, and I'm sure you have relationships in your own life that are challenging for you, and that's why we thought we would produce this show tonight, because I think we're going to come out of it with an understanding that Dr. Turi shares, that is, that it's all for the good if we can maintain that higher level of discernment and consciousness in bringing love to cure what ails us.
Well, if I may just let me give you some feedback on David Icke. And first of all, understand that David Icke is a human being, and I respect him for being just that, a human being, which is totally unconscious of what's going on and what led him to become David Icke with the help of Pamela, his ex-wife. Let me make it easy for you to understand. Very often, many of my doctor students became doctors, mostly because they have a subconscious fear of death and disease. So they get into the world of medicine. And like in my case, I went into the world of astropsychology because I was always harassed to find out who I was. And my world is very empty. There's nothing to offer in my world, literally, because all that I have learned is because I jumped into someone else's world. The truth is not within the core of your soul. It's outside. And as we are on this dense physical world, which is hell, literally, you ain't going to go to hell. You are on hell. It is through sad experience and pain and suffering and reflection that you realize who people truly are. Let me bring you some feedback of David Icke. David Icke, John Rappaport, Jordan Maxwell, and Dr. Turi are the product of the oldest publishing company in the United States, which is called the Truth Seeker Foundation. They are based still in California. The Truth Seekers Foundation Fund was supposed to be used particularly for people that would expose negativity, that the control that the church has over people. So I was the top prime candidate to receive the fund. Instead, David Icke came all the way from London in first class airplane. You ride with a beautiful rented car, a big, huge house, and he's got hundreds of thousands of dollars of endorsement that led him to start his career. And as far as I am concerned, of course, I didn't get anything at all, but hey, I still made it my way, put it this way. All along, David Icke was married to a beautiful woman, which is still my close friend, Pamela, a lady which is literally sacrificing her life for the wildlife. She had a very close connection to animals, and that tells you the type of soul you're dealing with. And I recall many times when I visited her, the incredible work that she was doing for David in terms of using website, connecting, videotaping. I mean, as you know, behind a strong guy, there is a stronger woman. And that lady deserves every single thing that she can get from this man. And the last time I spoke to Pamela, you're never going to believe what she said to me when she was facing the judge in England, because they are now, of course, in divorce procedure. She told the judge she didn't want any money whatsoever from David. And the judge says, no, you can't do that. You have to get your dues. All she wanted is to be released. All she wanted is to stop being abused mentally. And I cannot say anything else as that is concerned, because there is litigation going on. But all I can tell you is that I emailed David. I spoke to David. I told him, let her go. Let her go. All she wants is her freedom so that she can start a new life. And I pretended I didn't know the rest of the story, which is the abuse and everything else. But again, I don't want to just, this is a normal thing that's going on with couples, because their stars may not necessarily be harmonious, at least they are for a certain time. But I have decided to take on her side, because David is like me. He's the type of guy that's going to, for the lack of words, drinking 10 gallons of Anchor every day. I mean, he's an author, he's a writer, and she is a no match for him in terms of communication and in terms of popularity. I mean, if you Google David Icke or if you Google Dr. Turi, we're going to have millions of hits. At least I do. I don't know about David. But what I'm trying to tell you, she doesn't. So she has a very poor little saying, and she's been mauled to death by an unconscious, negative, evil bunch of people that are David Icke supporters. So I understand all that, and that's all there is. But I recall when I had my radio show in Phoenix, she, even that she was still away from him, trying to run away from him, and he was still running after her back because he can't let go, she asked me if I could have him on my show. So, and she was still working for him. I just couldn't believe she was still work in promoting him. So anyway, he came in my show in Phoenix, and we were at the, you know, talking, and I asked him, I said, hey, David, do you remember the discussion we had after our conference in Phoenix with Zachariah Sitchin? He looked at me and he goes, what? I don't remember. I said, how can you forget such an important discussion on UFO and gold with Zachariah Sitchin? Okay, oh, well, so let's forget it. So I got him on another, we were talking about all sorts of things. And then I said to him, oh, by the way, do you remember that night where you flew to Sedona and you had a conference there, and I was there conferencing with you, but you arrived too late. Do you remember that night? And I started to laugh my head off, because I was hoping he would say a word. He says, I don't remember anything. I said, David, you had no room anywhere in the entire city of Sedona. I had to get my wife and your wife getting in my bedroom. Luckily, I had a two-bedroom hotel room so they could do their stuff, get ready. And then we came after in the dark, and you went, and I told you, make sure you go into the right bed. You don't remember that? I mean, anytime you do not talk about David, he doesn't fit him. And that's something that is, that show is Aries nature. He was born under the sign of Taurus, but he is an Aries, which is the most competitive, the most self-centered, the most tall-talking. He's a shadow box. He can talk forever, like all of those born in April, the sign of the zodiac. So he's very, very self-centered. And that's where I realized, I said, wait a minute here. All that I did for years to help him mention his name, do private reading on the phone, on the email, since 1991, I sent him my book, Moon Power. The next thing you know, he reinvented himself with my book, Moon Power, All the Secrets of the Moon, with the Matrix. And I have a very solid UFOs experience. I go as many times, if not more, than he does on coast to coast. So he hears all my show, all my information on the moon, all my information on my UFO experience, and he reinvents himself with the Matrix. Not long ago, I end up on his website. He had someone, you know, because he would never debate anything with me face to face. He had someone who wrote all sorts of ugly things about me. How would you have Dr. Turi to do a reading like this? The way he talked to David Icke and all that good stuff. Next thing I answered, he says, well, if it's good for David Icke, it is good for everybody. And that's where I printed an email that proved that I was counseling him for years. But the most important thing about David Icke is that many years ago, he told me that he was going to go to the Isle of Wight to write a new book. And during those days, the tail of the dragon was about to move into the sign of Pisces or in his subconscious house. And I told him, David, you've got to be very cautious with the tail of the dragon moving in your subconscious. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you ain't going to be able to make the difference between fiction and reality. And the next thing I know, he came out of this phase as the tail of the dragon in the subconscious and did some very serious, drastic psychological changes. If you drink a little bit, and obviously David likes red wine, that is from Pamela, and abuse it sometimes, that's again from Pamela, not from me. So the next thing you know, now David Icke is seeing people turning into lizards. Okay, all right. Now, that is a very sure sign of a psychopath. This is a very obvious reason why people commit suicide or kill anyone else. You've got to remember that the UCI, or the unique celestial identity of David, is motivated by a very, very strong fear of power, a very strong fear of losing control. That's why he cannot even let go of his own wife and wants to control her mentally and physically and financially. Plus, the most important area of anyone born in April, and that's where you have to be very cautious, it's money. On the 8th house of corporate endeavors, anyone born in April becomes a Scorpio, which is the most vindictive, the most fixed, the most destructive sign you can get. Now, Scorpio regulates a very strong part of David Icke. That's why he was born like Hitler, and I'm not making these things up, and like this guy who took all the money from the bank, Madoff, Bernie Madoff, yes. He was born in April with his son in Taurus, exactly like Madoff, exactly like Hitler. And when you look at it, Hitler could mesmerize the masses by talking endlessly. And that is basically what David unconsciously is doing. I am not saying that he is not well-read. David is a genius. That I will not retract my words. He is a genius on his own right and what he is doing. But at the same time, when there is a genius, there is also folly. There is one thin hair between divine information and pure imagination, and he passed that. Because I am fully aware of these stars I've been dealing with him forever, okay? I've been guiding him forever. I can tell you the dementia is getting to him, and he is completely unaware. So when he talks about the moon, when he talks about UFO, well, it's pretty much like the majority of people dealing with UFO and astrology. Most of the time, they are the least knowledgeable people on the topic. And that is where I said, wait a minute here. No. You are not a clinical hypnotherapist. You do not understand the mechanics of the subconscious. Now, you read my book forever. When I gave a date on Coast to Coast, for example, if I give you a date, and you can write it down right now, for May 4, 5, and 6, okay, that's pretty far from now. And then you're going to have a big, huge earthquake, a tornado, or something that could turn into a tsunami. And if that does happen, then you're going to realize that maybe there is something about the moon. So he is using anything and everything that I generate for years, give it to him with my heart, okay, and reinvent himself. And I thought I was the only one, so I kept quiet for a while. Then I started to get a bunch of emails from a lot of people that had been undergoing the same type of experience. I said, oh, wait a minute here. No, I am not the only one. So it is important to let people know that the reality is conspiracy are real, okay? This is part of the human, it's an intrinsic part of the human experience. You cannot deny some of the things that conspiracy talking heads are saying, okay? There is always values, always reality into conspiracy, and I understand that. However, what those conspiracy talking heads, unconscious talking head, where they become dangerous is when they manipulate unconsciously the supraconscious in time and space, because the very basics of metaphysics is the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought, or that's what Einstein was saying, when imagination is a preview of your life. So, you know, there is such a depth, such a values in that wisdom that I said, okay, I've got to do something that people can connect with me. So, I actually made a little video on YouTube, a video which I have sent to all the people that I know, and a lot of people are still going there and appreciate it. So one of the best things that people can do is very simple, is to go to my website, which is my name, www.drturi.com. And there, and then, once you get to drturi.com, go to a banner that read Cosmic Journey. On that little 2 minutes or 3 minutes, I'm not sure how long it is, I explain physically, logically, with metaphor, the main reason why I am against unconscious talking heads that manipulated the mass and feed the evil. I have been on Coast to Coast so many times. And even George Norris is constantly endorsing me on his shows, or even in public places where we meet. We have a very good connection. We are very good friends. But even George Norris, I even told him, George, you know what? All the people that come in your show, all the people like you or out there that are in position to affect the psyche of the mass should be aware of the supraconscious forces, which is responsible not only for our own personal experience developing day after day, but also for the fate of humanity at large. And when you have a person like David Icke that is bringing all these people together and start to fit them deep fields to the point where some people actually that receive the same dragon that vibrate at his low speed of evil and lets the gunners what go and kill other people. I mean, this is a fact. Directly or indirectly, if you feed evil, you're going to get evil. And we are at that very particular time in our human experience and in our spiritual growth, where humanity is about to realize the impact of the thought being able to manipulate the atomic structure of the matter. I mean, you sad enough, you know, 99.09% of the people out there will not do the mental gymnastics. So they are lazy and they are, you know, easily stuck into entertainment or follow their ideal talking head, apocalyptic leader, conspiracy leader, and the next thing you know, they are poisoned. The body, the mind, and the soul is poisoned, and they became the forces that mishandle the superconscious in time and space, and unconsciously they are putting the rest of us at risk for a very serious future that we do not need. And my mission to free humanity from fear and ignorance is absolutely vital. Within the next few years, there will be no return point. And this is why I'm working endlessly trying to make people aware that we are just humans. We are robots. David Icke was born with the tail of the dragon. Again, for the lack of word, is from the constellation of Draco. And for those people who don't believe that the stars are of an essence, think of the word lunatic, moody, and crabby, which is reflecting the sign of Cancer, which is the sign of home and family. Unlike scientists and astrophysicists, many years of work and what happened to me with my UFO experiences made me aware that the stars are so much more than dead rock hanging out there for the sake of beauty. There is a spirit alive in each one of those stars that speaks the glory of God. And each human being has been enslaved by the Creator himself to go under their stars so they can understand how they stand under their stars. But because of the politically oriented church of the old days, this type of information is not available. But if you go to drturi.com and you scroll down to the left at the bottom, you're going to click on an icon where you're going to see the Pope's being taught astrology by the Vatican Council. Now, because our infantile science cannot perceive the other side of my hand, doesn't mean it does not exist. Our infantile science has lost the spirit, and humanity is moving more and more into the dirt of the physical, printed, spoken negative words that endlessly feed the evil that creates our future. And that's why I'm working so hard. David Icke, again, was born with the tail of the dragon in Leo. Leo was love, romance, family, children, and fame. And anyone born with the tail of the dragon in Leo will be extraordinarily, extremely egocentric and will hide it very well because the stage shines only for them. That lead them to suffer and die usually as a heart attack. One of my sad predictions for David when I told him to slow down, to take it easy, and not to let his business and his career override himself and be in control before his heart pays the price. Again, on the medical aspect of my work, my predictions are very solid. So I just made another prediction that I hope doesn't happen. But again, I can only warn people and those that are willing to be warned, put it this way. Now, the bad news, having the tail of the dragon in Leo, does not only make you very unlucky with love, with romance, but any topic that deals with children. And in his books, bunch of people eating a bunch of kids, that's ridiculous. On top of that, Leo was ego and fame. That's why when he was doing a TV show many years ago, he was actually ridiculized on the nation, right in front of the nation, by saying he was, I don't know what he was saying, but before that he was into a sport. He was a commentator. And when you look at his, the month he was born in April, you're talking about Aries, which is the sign of leadership, aggressivity. The sign of Aries rules the Aryan race. Aries as producer Hitler, and Hitler was the commander-in-chief of Germany, which is an Aries country. Aries means also steel. The best steel in the world is to find in a mountain, Bavaria, in Germany, that produced the best tank, the best machinery, the best weaponry. Some people that made history, like Von Braun, was like me, born with the head of the dragon in Aries, and came to America following Second World War to develop what we have nowadays, the shadow and weaponry. So you're talking about an energy. Even the language, even the sound of Germany is Aryan. Aries, Aryan. You cannot eliminate that. Aries, Hitler, Aryan, Aryan race, Aries, Germany. It all comes from that. It's all the energy. Even the language. You see, the German language is very army-like, it's very Aries-like, contrary to the French or Italian, which is Leo, that was love and romance, and why we say French are romantic, and why we run the art, literally. So it's all about energy. I've got nothing against David Icke. I just see him being a robot of his stars. And regardless of the many years that I tried to help him to auto-analyze himself, the ego took over. The good news is again, his natal dragon's head, which is the Wheel of Fortune for everybody. If you tap on the head of the dragon, you're going to collect. If you tap on the tail, regardless of the money, the amount, the efforts, the education, if you touch that tail, you may succeed, but that tail will kill you. It's just how it works. But the head is where the blessings are, where the soul is forced to experience. And the head of the dragon of David is Aquarius. What does Aquarius rule? Aquarius rules technology, the future of humanity, UFO, being eccentric, being into the future, humanitarianism. So when you look at David, David's aim is just to bring the truth. He's a very honest, good-hearted man when you look at this, at the value of his stars, but he is unconscious of the negative impact of his dragon's tail, and most of all, handling so many people, the masses, against the supraconscious in time and space. And that is something I have to do something about, because I cannot just watch him doing all this and on top of that, letting his own ego starting to steal left and right. On the third house, which is the mental process of the way he communicates and his critical thinking, he is a Gemini. Gemini on the third house make him a parrot. As a matter of fact, Gemini or Mercury rules the bird's world and rules the parrot. That's why parrots talk, okay? And Gemini is also seen on the negative aspect as the lord of the thieves, okay? Which means it steals and it lies and it adapts. That's why you have FBI agents, CIA agents, dual souls that have a dual personality. Again, science is coming up with ridiculous information on the human mind. Oh my gosh. The human mind, the human brain is nothing else than a piece of meat, a computer made of blood and flesh stuck into a body head. But there is nothing in that brain. Nothing starts in the brain. The brain is a receptor. The brain is receiving energy from the archetypal realm of consciousness, from the cosmic code, from the stars, because as a child of the universe, that's where you came from. That's where you made of completely the stars. But our scientific community has lost the spirit, where it's forbidden for them to enter the intuitional domain, where they all have to deal with things that can only be seen, that can only be touched. And in the process, the message, the glory of God that has which is a creator of the universe and the human being, all this glory is in darkness. And you wonder why this state of the world is such chaotic, because the laws written in light by God himself have been changed, have been cast aside, have been ridiculed, and everything that you want to know is all into religion, conspiracy, or science. And none of them, without cosmic consciousness, conspiracy, religion, and science will never, ever, in a million years, offer you the golden keys of what it means to be human. So when I have so much passion, so much wisdom, and I'm dealing with a human being, I have to point the facts of what's going on, and particularly somebody that I was very close with and still very close to, his wife, and taking his side. And I don't think anyone should be mad of me taking care of the side of a woman that has been used and abused by an egocentric when you look at it. And I'm not referring to David Icke, I'm referring to his stars, because I'm speaking stars, I'm speaking dragon. I do not put judgment on anybody. All I do as a true human detector is to expose friends and foes. That's what I do through the science of astropsychology. But this one is a case that, you know, hit me a little bit too close to home. And that's why I, you know, decided to talk about David Icke tonight. Sorry about that.
Boy, you were turned on to that subject, I guess. We just sat back and kind of just let you go and listen to it. I think that there's a lot to be said about the energy. It seems to me you were stabbed in the back pretty hard.
Yes, indeed. I didn't like him. For me to help him, to ignore very, very important memories that are carved with Zakaria Sitchin, may God bless his soul, he's gone, situation with his wife, memories that are priceless, that go close to my heart. He purposely ignores those because they are not related to him personally. But again, you have to remember, Aries is the baby of the zodiac. Aries is completely, totally consumed with his fingers, with his life, with his business. As a matter of fact, the key word for Aries is I have and I am. When you understand the keywords, then you realize that you're dealing with a very young soul, as far as his first house is concerned, of course, because you have to keep in mind that every one of us is an Aries somewhere in the chart. You're not just a Leo, a Pisces, or an Aquarius, or a Gemini. You are every single sign of the zodiac each time you enter a different specific area of the housing system. The housing system represents, of course, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribe of Israel, the year 2012. So you're talking about metaphysics and mathematics combined at the same time. And this incredible rare wisdom is laughed at and replaced by stupid horoscope newspaper or astrological columns that make no sense, only to be used for financial purpose, when the integrity, the beauty, the essence of God itself speaks through the light. And this is why, again, in reference to the Bible, it is said, I'll talk to you, you won't hear me. I present myself to you, you won't see me. One has to raise his cosmic consciousness to understand the face and the truth of God, not to forget those three kings following the stars of the birth of Christ were nothing else than Jesus' first teachers. They were astrologers. But, of course, hey, this knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. When you control someone's source of information, at the end you control the entire life of this person and his wallet. So that was too much information, and conspiracy were right there when the first message of Jesus was to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens or the stars. And those three wise kings were there, his first teachers that stayed years with Jesus to teach him cosmic consciousness. But that is not going to make any reference in what you're going to in Sunday school archaic biblical material, which is completely, completely insane. It has nothing to offer humanity but an endless, endless religious wars.
Yep, that's actually right. You know, I don't know David Icke personally, but I have a good sense of people, and I've watched him, and I mean, I get a feeling, and this is what I told Len right from the beginning. I said my feeling about him is that he was egotistical, that he was a chauvinist, and that he was all about himself. And what I feel from your relationship with him is the reason why he did what he did to you was because you are very dynamic, you have a lot of charm, you're charismatic, and he does not like to share his stage, like you mentioned before, with anybody. And if he would bring you anywhere into any of his spotlights, he would have a fear that you, and that's why I think he kept Len at a distance from him as well, because he doesn't want to be surrounded by other powerful men.
My first experience with David, we had a common person who was agent for us at events, would book us at conferences, and so she introduced us, and he had actually gave him a copy of my first national bestseller book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. And it goes into the man-made origins of HIV/AIDS. It's a very excellently researched book. And he later actually took from that book, and without giving me virtually any credit whatsoever, some of that thesis. And you know, I began to try to have a relationship with David, but I found him outrageously cold, very close. And then as we continued to know each other, and I met Pamela a few times, very sweet girl. And then I would sit with David on occasion and have the opportunity to ask him some questions about where he's coming from, because frequently in lectures, people would ask me, well, what do you think about David Icke? And I always said nice things, because I'm not a bad person. I'm not a mean person. I'm not a person that tries to, you know, inflict damage on individuals. So I always said good things about David Icke, even though we did not see eye to eye on many things, but the thing that shocked me most, and I come to this experience that you've been sharing about the divine consciousness as a pretty devout, spirit-filled Christian Jew. I'm Jewish. I love the traditions of Judaism. I love what my grandparents taught me and my parents taught me. I didn't like Sunday school, Hebrew school, because of what you're talking about. The hypocrisy was very evident to me. And my father, likewise, pulled me out of Hebrew school for that reason and taught me himself. And I met with David and I said, "David, I said, do you believe in God?" And I was really shocked at how he responded to that question. He said, "Yeah, I yell at him all the time. I don't believe that, you know, he's keeping things from me, that when I feel I'm justified to have, I demand it from God and I yell at him." And wow. I thought to myself, gee whiz, I'm not, you know, I'm far more humble than that. I look around the universe and say, gee whiz, I can't even make, you know, potato pancakes, let alone the cosmic structure. You know,
let me ingest who the hell this, Dr. Len, let me ingest this real fast, because I know your stars and I know David's stars. First, in reference to Judaism, Judaism is the only and first religion that taught astrology well before it became what it is today in the Torah. That is a fact. You can read all this on my website, okay, or I can lead you there.
I can concur with that, because when I went to Israel and I backpacked through the Golan Heights, I came upon an ancient ruins of the most beautiful mosaic tile floor of an ancient temple. And there was all the astrological chart in the floor.
Okay. Now, in reference to David Icke, you were born in June. Now, if you count three from the month you were born, we're going to end up in your psyche. We're going to end up in your mental process. And born in June, like Art Bell and George Norrie, you are what you call the messengers of the gods. So June, July, August, you become a Leo in your third house, which means this is how God wants you to shine. He wants you to find the light, to promote the light, to establish the light, and gain your stage with your intellectual supreme wisdom. Do you got me? Now, your tale, I mean, the tale of the dragon of David is Leo. His dragon's tail is on your mind, which means in million years, not only you will never be able to understand the man, but it will negate. There is the energy of the tail of the dragon is on your consciousness. And again, remember, being knowledgeable allows you to bypass the pity of being a simple human being. As I said, every one of us is a genius wherever that head of the dragon is, especially into the sign of Aquarius, okay? You can only judge people because of their experiences, their education, their intelligence, but most of all, through your stars, through yourself, through your reality. And the sad reality is, unless you raise your cosmic consciousness and understand how God speaks to you through the sign, you would know that David Icke Dragon's Tail is in your mind. And that's why you have family members, you have lovers, you have parents, you have friends that could never, ever, in million years, understand or communicate at the same level, because the dragon is crystallizing, destroying, burning this house of communication. Do I make sense to you?
Yeah.
I think there's an important point that you've raised that I think, and we're getting close to the end of the show, so I want to bring this in. You know, I've often said that if you're in search of enlightenment, you can't achieve optimal enlightenment without coming to terms with the depths of the darkness. And so looking at these relationships, looking at the people who stab us in the back, looking at the COINTELPRO operatives and the media manipulations of the mass mind to suppress humanity's genius every way possible for commercial gain, for this profiteering off of humanity's suffering, for greed, just unbelievably, I can't even relate to these things. Most loving people can't. But there is an opportunity in this. Can you speak to that?
Well, let me give you that example then. Okay, I'm very successful. You know, when you have cosmic consciousness, emotional, financial, and spiritual stability is a result. So I recall one day I was driving my very, very exotic, expensive car, and I took the top off and I parked it in front of a bar. When I went out, somebody spit on my hood, and someone else threw a cigarette butt on my leather seat. Now, that is what you're dealing with. These people are unconscious. That how can you attract the blessing of life when you actually spit on it or show such a negative reaction to it? A magnet will not attract a piece of wood. So for the time being, as far as David is concerned, again, when I see David, I don't see his face. I see the stars. I see all the stars in manifestation that produces David or anybody else for that matter. That's why I'm above. That's why I cannot be negative or upset or resentful about it. And I think that's the answer. You have to offer love. But trying to save the world with love only, Gandhi tried. Many, many prophets have tried, and they failed miserably. We never save the world with love. But if you had a very serious dose of right education, now we have the real possibility for love, for respect, and for success, in happiness and peace on this world. There is so much work that needs to be done. But sad enough, we have made such an accomplishment. Technologically speaking, we went on the moon, we have GPS, we have the internet. And when it comes to the spirit, the true laws of light that should be taught in our college and university and should be accepted as a true discipline of the divine or the real words of God, these are not there. And that's why this world is chaotic, because nobody really understands himself and judges others through themselves. And that makes them impossible to be forgiving or to replace hate with love. But once you have cosmic consciousness, even though that people do damage to you, you know better. You know that if you throw something up, it's going to come down on your head. That's called karma. You know better than anyone that has ever done you wrong will have to pay the price. So let them laugh. Let them do what the hell they have to do, because they are just robots of their stars, and you are above because you know better. And that's what means to be forgiving, so that you don't become yourself part of that negative, nasty poisoning, which I call ignorance.
Right. And that if you realize everybody's made up of the stars and they have certain destinies, then you don't get so upset with them, and you realize that their destiny made them who they are, and they cannot be any different with all these influences. Like you say, if they have the dragon's tail, they're going to behave a certain way. And especially if they're born in a certain month, it can also create them to be like a younger soul where they have less of a consciousness, or it takes them longer, where there's older souls that have been here longer and they just have more of a conscience to understand things.
It's pretty much like, you know, letting the German again re-elect Hitler. You know, the German people are wise people, but they were innocent, for the lack of words, you know, unconscious or morons. That's the real truth, okay? The fact is, when you let people, when you put somebody and you put him on stage and you give him power and you give him a voice, if the voice is negative and you cannot proceed through it, okay, if you only use your five human senses, you can't perceive the motivation, the ego, the self-centeredness, the drive for power, the drive for control like David has, then that becomes very dangerous. And that's what I'm fighting for. Make him aware to back off and start to be more positive, because he has a hell of a lot of influence and he's playing with force that he's not aware of, and that's dangerous.
Exactly. And I really appreciate you, because I understand you. I mean, we, like you said, we're connected in some way. I guess you called me your celestial sister. Is that right?
Yes, you're born 2 days after me. We have the same housing system. You're a Pisces Aquarius like me. Very intuitive.
One day after
yes.
you.
Yeah, and then we have the same dragon on top of that. So you're my celestial sister, and that's why we are doing what we're doing. This is why we understand each other. We vibrate at the same level, and this is why we are born a leader of the mind. And, of course, with Dr. Len being a messenger of the God, how can you stop such a powerful mixture of hair and fire? Impossible. So there are going to be quite a lot of discussion and a lot of progress being made from the three of us as a unit because, again, fire and air together produce quite a lot of fire, bigger fire.
Right. Watch out, demons, because we're here. And like Dr. Turi said, we're a force to reckon with. You know, you're not going to mess with us so easy. We will definitely...
No.
Overcome the evil. You will get burned.
You get burned from the fire in the air.
You'll get burned from the light of the truth. That's true.
Yeah, it's true. You know, so if I might just
go ahead,
share
go ahead,
a little bit and summarize the program tonight. The concept metaphysically is challenging from people who can't see the full picture of the glory that Dr. Turi is talking about here, that is that the universe is constructed musically, mathematically, harmonically, and that if you're an energy in that system and that you're destined to, let's say, be a positive magnet versus a negative magnet, well, gee whiz, you're going to attract the various elements that are necessary for you to move on with your evolution and consciousness and spirituality. And looking positively at this whole dynamic, it takes somebody to see the whole picture. You can't be in a piece of the puzzle and then see from that small perspective the entire puzzle. I think what Dr. Turi has just said is that what we need to do to solve humanity's suffering is not even simply do it with love alone. We've got to have love and consciousness. We have to have wisdom. We have to have this fuller picture of the dynamics of the way God works universally, and then subsequently, what is our destiny within that miraculous configuration and movement of evolution wherein we're playing a role. Every single one I've heard Dr. Turi said tonight has a part to play, has a blessing, an anointing, and a gifting. He called it the dragon's head. It's certainly an opportunity for each and every one of us. If we can clue into that, yes, we can succeed on a personal level. But if we can clue into the bigger picture and look at the way the entire universe is in harmony, is perfectly constructed, is absolutely just like, you know, there's nothing missing or broken in the kingdom of heaven, the Bible talks about. And we are part of that perfection. If we can just get out of our egos, out of that small piece of the puzzle part that we seem to want to play, with people sticking from the next pieces of the puzzle knives in our backs, and ultimately the media playing a huge role and talking heads, as Dr. Turi has mentioned, influencing human beings' minds to stick those knives in further and then twist them. Well, gee whiz, we're never going to get anywhere. And so I think that the lesson for me tonight in this show is to look at the 528 love revolution and the opportunity to evolve consciously a greater understanding of how we are made, as Dr. Turi says, as the elements of the energy that's bringing down our destinies, that it is all in advance prepared for us. And part of the life and part of the joy in life is to recognize virtually the cosmic joke in it. The cosmic joke is that your ego is really not going to get you too far. And without wisdom, without super consciousness, in a sense, even love and the desire for us to be loving of each other, sometimes we're going to be, like he says, attracting a metal in a different magnetism and ultimately cause ourselves some pain. Anyway, I hope that summarizes it a little bit tonight, and I want to thank Dr. Turi for joining us. It's been a very challenging evening tonight. We spoke a lot about David Icke, I guess, as an example, and I believe that it's a good example for what's been happening with Sherry and myself and with Pamela and with Dr. Turi. And I think what's happening in those relationships reflect what's happening in everyone's relationships. as we move through this time in history where we have the opportunity to gain a greater wisdom about the dynamics, interpersonal and social dynamics that affect the politics and affect the way we're going to either thrive and survive or perish under the challenges that are being brought to bear. Sherry, you want to say goodnight to everyone and, yes, and thank our sponsors again?
Yes, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Turi, for being a guest on our show. It was just
thank you so much, Dr. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much, Dr. And thank you, Sherry, for having me tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. And I want to also thank everybody who's listening. We are here every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's midnight on the East Coast at 6 p.m. here in Hawaii. And I want to thank all of our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com and HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, where you can partner with us, and 528Records.com. If you're a musician, you can upload your music to 528Records.com. And it will be transposed into the 528 frequency of love if it hasn't been recorded in 528. And then it will become part of our music library. And if anybody wants to donate for your music, you will get 60% royalty. So it's an amazing, amazing deal for you to get your music out there and also to help people heal with the 528 frequency of love. So your music becomes healing. And also we have 528radio.com, which is 24-hour listening when it does go down sometimes.
Yes, it's been attacked by the people who like to stab people in the back. And so we're asking for your prayers tonight. Send out a prayer that the technicians that are working on 528radio.com are successful in being able to repair that which has been broken. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. We love you. Talk to you again next Tuesday night on the Inside Hour.
Bye-bye now.